There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
DraftKings Casino brings you a new era of your favorite games, blackjack, roulette, slots, live dealer table games. And at DraftKings, they paid out some huge wins. A player bet $6 and won over $160,000 on Mercy of the Gods. Another player bet $25 and won $100,000 on triple red hot sevens. Download the DraftKings Casino app today. You have your choice. Deposit bonus up to $2,000 or $50 in free credits. Download the DraftKings Casino app. Use the code VSiN to claim the offer. Casino.DraftKings.com for full details. Great to visit with Dean Blandino, NFL on Fox Rules analyst at Dean Blandino on Twitter. Kind enough to get up early to visit with us. So appreciate the time, sir. Do fans have a right to be outraged and ticked off with what occurred with the two roughing the passer penalties this past week?
Well, yeah, I think it's certainly fair. I think the one was probably more obvious than the other. I think the foul that the Brady one in Tampa, I didn't think that really fit any category of roughing the passer. And obviously it's a big call. You know, the Falcons trying to get the ball back third down and it gives the Bucs a first down and they're able to run out the clock. The one Monday night, you know, I don't like it. I don't think it should be a foul, but based on what the competition committee and the officiating department and what the directive has been to the referees, he landed on Carr with all of his body weight, and so they're supporting it. They've come out and they've said that it is a good call. They sent a video out to the clubs this week showing that play and saying it was properly called. So, yeah, I still don't like it, and I think fans. I think fans have a right to question some of these calls.
Dean, I thought Chris Jones said the right thing after the game Monday night. He said, well, we've got to review roughing the passer penalties. But if that one were reviewed in Kansas City on Monday night, it would not have been overturned based on what you just said. But the one in Tampa Bay against Brady probably would have been overturned, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I think in reviewing those plays, I don't know if it's a perfect solution. We saw what happened with pass interference back in 2019 and with these subjective calls. It depends on what standard are you going to apply in replay. And I think, so imagine the Chris Jones play and everybody's upset that it gets called. Then it goes to replay and they don't overturn it. Then I think the outrage becomes even more, right? It gets louder. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know what, you know, the competition committee will talk about it and we'll see what happens.
Should everything be replay? Go to replay? Like Belichick says, I want to be able to challenge, and everything can be reviewable. Do you concur?
You know, I kind of went, and I've talked to Bill about that. He's been talking about that after years. And initially, I was like, no way. You know, that's gonna delay the game. And as time has gone on, and as the technology gets better, I kind of leaning more toward, you know what? As long as it's limited. You don't have any more challenges. You got, say, two challenges per game, and you got to have timeouts, and it's limited, and you can create a consistent standard. Then I think, okay, have at it. You want to challenge it, but understand that if it's not obvious that the call is wrong, then it's not going to get changed. I think it's worth at least an experiment. Try it in the preseason.
Yeah.
See how it goes before just dismissing it altogether.
Do you think this is a result of what happened to Tua with how they're calling this now?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I know the league, there was no directive from the league to say, hey, we got to call up in the passer closer now because of what happened to Tua. You know, obviously, you know, humans are officials are human, and they're not immune to what goes on around the league. So I'm not in the head of the referee. I just know roughing the passer, quarterback protection is always a top priority. And I think it's just a judgment call. And I think we, you know, sometimes we'll disagree with those. I think, you know, the Tua thing, it's not unreasonable to ask that question. I don't know if it was a factor.
All right, Dean. So Monday night after the blown call against Chris Jones on the Derek Carr sack and strip, the refs go in at halftime. I want to know what happens here. Do they hear from New York and say, hey, you blew that call? Because when they come out in the second half, you know it. You saw what happened. There was a series of penalties against the Raiders and not against the Chiefs. Are those makeup calls?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, what happens at halftime, a lot of people ask that. And officials, they don't have video equipment in the locker room. They don't look at calls from the first half, right? And there's really not a ton of time at halftime. Halftime is about 12 minutes. By the time the officials get in the locker room, they've probably got 10 minutes, and they got to do whatever they need to do, get ready for the second half. But they don't look at video. And really, you know, in my time as head of officiating, I would, unless it was something so, you know, important, like player safety related or for their safety, I would never call at halftime and communicate with the crew, because you don't want to influence the crew one way or another. You want them to go out, you know, because if they're thinking about a call that they missed in the first half, that could impact how they officiate the second half. And you just don't want to do that. You know, they do have cell phones. They may go into their cell phone. They may be getting text messages from their friends or their family. Hey, that call, what happened? But they really don't have a ton of time, and I would be surprised if anyone from the league office communicated at halftime about that call. You always wait for the end of the game because you don't want them thinking about that. You want them to just continue to officiate, and then at the end of the game, you can discuss it.
That's interesting. Do you think – we always hear Roger Goodell talk about for years about how sports betting threatens the integrity of the game. Do these blown calls, do all the controversies over the officiating, do you think that threatens the integrity of the game? Or will fans just get angry and then get over it?
Sure. Well, there's no question that the credibility of your officials and your officiating program is so important. And that's why you have to have controls in place. There has to be an evaluation system. There has to be accountability. And there is, you know, fans don't see it. They don't really, you know, they don't see what happens on a weekly basis where the officials are graded on every play and they're evaluated, and that determines whether they get postseason assignments. And if they don't grade out well, they can get let go. So those controls are so important. And as you see the integration of sports betting and the NFL now going from, okay, it's kind of like we don't want to talk about it. We're going to put our head in the sand. Now it's part of what everybody does, and it's such a big part of the game. You have to continue to maintain those controls and make sure that your games are officiated correctly. And there's no, you know, there's nothing nefarious going on. And the league does a great job. I mean, there's security checks, there's bank account checks, there's all of these things that the officials have to go through in order to officiate the NFL.
Follow the Money, Visa, and the Sports Betting Network. Dean Blandino, our guest, NFL on Fox Rules analyst. So what happens now? I mean, you're a former official. These are human beings. You saw Sheffers on Monday. His voice was cracking after the crowd was all over him. He was nervous after the call. What is the league doing? How do these guys call these games moving forward, knowing that people are ticked off now after what happened Sunday and Monday?
I'll tell you, it's nothing new. Officials, when they get to that level, right, they know, you know, they get yelled at, they get kind of all those things, and they go into environments, and it can be a hostile environment at times. And the good officials are the ones that can block that out, and they kind of just, you know, don't listen to that outside noise. They're gonna go through their games. They're gonna get their evaluations. They're gonna learn from all of the plays and the things and the feedback that they get from the officiating department. And they're gonna go out and officiate the next game. And that's what officials, they're like, right? They're like cornerback, defensive backs. You get beat for touchdowns. You can't worry about that because you're gonna have another play coming up. And that's what officials have to do. And they have to get ready for the next play, the next game. And you know, all that outside noise, they just try to block it out.
Yeah, I think about this occasionally. I imagine you have too in your position. The history of the NFL before replay, how many major plays, you know, not just the holy roller between the Raiders and the Chargers or the immaculate reception, things like that. How many major plays in the history of the NFL would not have happened if we had replay?
Yeah, it's when you think about it, it's fascinating. I mean, I started at the NFL in 1995, and that we didn't have replay until 99. And I just think about some of the calls. I mean, you're talking about touchdowns. You're talking about 40, 50-yard plays, turnovers. And some of them were incorrect, and there was no vehicle, no way to change them. And imagine right. Today, you know, a Sunday night game between, you know, the Cowboys and the Packers, and there's a touchdown, and everybody can see it's clearly not a touchdown, and we're just like, touchdown, move on, let's go. It would be a complete firestorm on social media. And that happened, you know, every week there was a play or two because the game is so fast, and people just moved on, right? We didn't have social media. We didn't have all this opportunity to talk about it, and they just moved on. But it's definitely a different world, and you know, that's why replay is important and the technology is important. But again, it's that replay is not perfect because you still have people making those decisions, and there's judgment involved.
Thanks for getting up early. Interesting interview. Thanks for the time, Dean. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks,
yeah.
Dean.
Good question, especially at the end. I mean, God, no, going back. But I'm with Belichick.
Uh-huh.
I mean, look at the NFC title game with the Saints and Rams.
Oh, I know.
I mean, how do you miss that call with the no PI? Saints are in the Super Bowl then. But this...
Yeah, that's one of the biggest blown calls in the history of the league.
Yeah.
They put the wrong team in the Super Bowl.
Another good question.
And then we had to watch one of the worst Super Bowls ever.
No, you nailed it, too.
What?
As much as I hated the call on Monday night with Jones, and I want to get to something that Dean said because I'll address it there because we have a problem. It was the NBA-type stuff in the second half. Then they refused to call anything on Kansas City. It became the makeup call.
It was all on the Raiders when they came out in the second half.
Yes.
And you knew that was going to happen.
Oh, God.
You knew it was going to happen.
But it can't happen. You can't have the hockey and the NBA stuff. So something he said, though, about the Jones penalty. See, this is a problem that we have. I want to respond to what he said, how he answered that question, and then tie it in to what another former official said about it as well. And then we'll go rapid fire with the big college games coming up. Pauly Howard, Matt Youmans, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Follow the money, baby.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Temperature might be cooling off. Fall sports heating up at Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Bet Rivers, your go-to book. All the latest lines, odds, and boost for pro football, college football, basketball, and hockey. Now's the perfect time to join Bet Rivers. New bettors will receive up to $500 in free bets when you make a first-time deposit using code SPORTS. Go to BetRivers.com or download the app today. Bet Rivers, it's a whole new game. Matt Youmans in for Mitch Moss. I am Paulie. In case you're not on social media, Mitch could be back Monday, don't know, but he lost Dexter, his dog, 14 years old, passed away yesterday, so he'll take all the time he needs, and I know he's been on the show a couple times too, Dexter, so if you're not on social media, that's the reason he's out and had to leave the show early. One thing too is we should do your top 10 golf courses in Las Vegas. I think that would be good for people as well.
I'd give you a top 10. Sure. I have people all the time ask, where should
Absolutely.
I play?
Absolutely. No kidding.
Where should I play when I come to Vegas? I thought you were going to say top 10 frozen pizzas because we talked about that. Tombstone number one.
Could you give me 10?
Yeah.
You could?
Did you see that freezer in Wisconsin?
Can you put that up again? I've never seen anything like it. I mean, it's just, that's
looked,
a gross, that's in Wisconsin.
Like there were 50 different frozen pizzas brands in that freezer in Wisconsin.
You really should have a reality show. I mean, they need to follow you around. How you live, how you eat.
Okay.
And just six fast food trips a day.
You can be my agent and
I would love to set that
up. The deal, you can have a cut.
Get 20%.
Work on that.
I'd love to. I'd watch, I'll tell you that. I'd watch following you around, but look at this setup. Oh my God. We got more. It's all pizza. Your top 10 list. Let's go back to the Dean Blandino interview.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the problem I have. So he's a former official. He's NFL on Fox Rules analyst. He said, you know, by the letter of the law, they got the call right in the Monday night game with the Jones sack.
That's
what happened. But Gene Steratore, former official for CBS, said they completely blew it. Because it's an incorrect ruling, because it's not a sack.
It's not a sack. It's stripped the ball.
So we can't even agree on what we're watching here, and these guys are the experts. That's the problem you have. You're right. And I agree with Steratore. That's not a sack. It's a fumble.
Right.
He's taking the ball. He possesses the ball, grabs the ball from Carr,
And then he even braces himself, too. And then he lands on him. Right. But it's not a body weight sack because it's not a sack. Sterator's right. He said he blew the call. I agree with Sterator. So we can't even agree on this, right?
I agree with you and Sterator. But I also, as a better, as somebody who's betting the game, you got to think, how's that going to impact the rest of the game? And when they went in at half, I said, all these calls are going to go against the Raiders in the second half.
Yeah, I know. And that's exactly
Raiders
what happened.
Raiders led 20-10 at halftime.
How about the holding call on the field goal?
Oh,
that was enormous.
Defensive holding on the field goal.
Yeah.
And he did hold him. But I
who calls that? It's also fourth and 14.
I think the second time I've seen that call in 10 years.
Yeah.
Looking for calls to make against the Raiders in the second half.
Yeah. Fourth and 14 as well. So what happens Sunday? You know, what happens in the Tampa Bay game? You know, you can't go low on quarterbacks because of Brady. Can't put the body weight because of Rodgers. Then what happened with the Jarrett call, which was so bad.
Mitch Moss went off on Twitter. He was ticked off about that.
You can go after Rodgers, too. Brady was asked about the flags and how he's officiated.
I don't think anyone's trying to scheme anyone out of that, or it's just the way sports are. I miss throws, refs miss calls, you know, but we try to do the best we can do, and when they don't go your way, you just complain to the refs like I do, so.
Okay, so it has worked, I'll say that. He is constantly in the refs here, and he gets a superstar treatment. But that's terrible. The call on Jarrett, now you have Tampa and Survivor. That was an all-time bad, awful. You can't do that. It's football. Unnecessarily threw him to the ground? That is asinine and absurd. It's football.
It's not figure skating.
Right. How am I going to gently bring him? What, I'm going to wrap? Come on.
Just don't say anything about dresses, okay?
Well, yeah. That's tough beat there. Okay. Picks coming up, and Matt's got a lot of in pocket. As do I, and it's going to be a lot of fun coming up. But what a weekend it's going to be Saturday in college football. We touched on Penn State, Michigan. We're on the same side. I think it's too many points. Mm-hmm. Tough handicap. No, they haven't played anybody. But to your point, Penn State battle-tested. One at Auburn, one at Purdue. Mm-hmm. Michigan hasn't played anybody either with the SOS 95. And very concerned about the Indiana game. You mentioned Maryland, and you're right. That's a that's a 10-10 game against Indiana.
It was 17-10 5 minutes into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that cannot happen. Yeah. But again, Franklin's history, he's lost 9 in a row against top 10 teams, although 5 of them have been 4 points or fewer.
Right.
How about Iowa State, Texas?
Iowa State here, okay. But you know, this number was 17 early in the week, and I was too slow to pull the trigger. First of all, you've got these visions of the Iowa State offense burned into the back of your brain. Yeah. And you're like, I don't want to bet this team. I just watched two pitiful performances by the Cyclones. But if you look back at the history of Iowa State-Texas games the last 5 years, there's a lot of positive points to draw from the Iowa State perspective. Also, it's a poor scheduling spot for Texas.
Yes.
Off the blowout of Oklahoma with what's on deck. The situational handicap says to play Iowa State. The 17 is gone. I don't know. If for some reason, maybe 17 pops up again on Saturday, I'll bet Iowa State, but that's the side I'm looking at here.
And I know Gabriel's back.
Got to have the 17.
Yeah, I can't believe Oklahoma's laying this to Kansas.
Well,
their backup looked good.
Mm-hmm.
They had no answer and couldn't stop the run as Texas is gashing them. It doesn't matter who the DC is, who the head coach is, they can't fix this defense. What type of athlete are you recruiting, by the way? Your defense is that bad. And I know he's not going to play, but I also can't believe a quarterback is that bad at Oklahoma. That kid threw for 30 yards. I couldn't believe it.
I know.
Betting against Oklahoma, every commercial in play was the nuts because you knew they weren't scoring.
Uh-huh.
But I can't believe what they're laying against Kansas in that game.
The Sooner Schooner was parked down there in the corner of the end zone.
Right.
It never got out of park whole day.
No. Nope.
Never got. It was 49-0. That's humiliating for Oklahoma to lose like that to a rival. When you look at this game, you know, what stinks to me is the betting line. And it's gone up this week, Paul, because I think Kansas is going to be a public dog. And there's sharp money on the Oklahoma side. Yeah. And that's one of those lines you look at and you say, how is it 9? And you're seeing a lot of people on Twitter saying, how is Oklahoma a 9-point? I think you're going to find out on Saturday. It looks like, to me, the betting line's telling you the Sooners are the right side.
Okay.
Could be a get-right game for Oklahoma.
How about Arkansas-BYU? Good game. And a good job by Arkansas traveling to make the trip.
You know, it's a very curious scheduling job by Arkansas here. Why in the middle of the SEC schedule would you go to Provo to play BYU? That's a tough trip. It's a tough place to play. It didn't really make sense for Arkansas to play this game, but hey, credit to the Hogs for scheduling. And I also think the Hogs are going to be hungry here because, yes, it's a non-conference game, but they're trying to stop a three-game losing streak, Paul. And KJ Jefferson, quarterback, is back at practice. Looks like he's going to return. I'm really intrigued by this game because I kind of lean to the BYU side, but not enough to bet it. And, you know, I'm going to have about 15 or 20 bets on Saturday. So I'm not sure if this is going to be one of them. I haven't played it. Jaren Hall, the quarterback for BYU, he's going to be an NFL prospect. Nobody's really talking about him right now. And Tim Murray told me he was at the BYU-Notre Dame game last week, and he thought Jaren Hall might have had an injury. You see, it just didn't look right, which is a big reason I'm not betting this game yet. But BYU is going to be tough to beat here. They beat Baylor on this field in Provo. They've been shorthanded at the wide receiver position with injuries. They're getting healthy. To me, this is one of the most intriguing games on Saturday on a loaded schedule, Arkansas at BYU.
And this game isn't getting enough attention either. Clemson and Florida State. Short spread.
Right.
Florida State now back-to-back losses. Clemson, great run defense. Florida State, number two rushing attack in the ACC. Clemson, 98-3, straight up against unranked teams since 2012. But they're trying. I mean, they won at Wake in the shootout.
Mm-hmm.
Then they beat NC State in a physical game. They had the cupcake last week. At Florida State, then Syracuse at home. Syracuse might be 6-0 coming into that game. And then they go to Notre Dame. So they could go undefeated here. But
I got a feeling Clemson's going to get tripped up at some point.
You think so? Okay.
I think so.
Is it Saturday?
I don't know. I'm not completely buying into Florida State. Do you?
No.
No.
You got to do better offensively. What happened in that NC State game? But how about Syracuse NC State and O'Leary?
Yeah. Leary, is he declared out? Because Dave Doran, the coach, said he could be out 1 week, he could be out six weeks. And that probably means he's not playing this week. I think Syracuse is cheap here. You can find three out there in a bunch of books. I actually laid three with Syracuse. Garrett Schrader has 15 total touchdowns, 71% completions. He's a dual threat quarterback. Sean Tucker is a big time running back. So Syracuse has got its two stars. NC State star quarterback Devin Leary looks like he's going to be out. I don't know. What am I missing here? I laid the three with Syracuse. Okay. I thought the line was cheap.
More college coming up. Picks from the leader in the Friday football among the leaders.
Chuck Edel. He is the leader.
He is the leader. Thank you. The Friday football betting invitational. Three college plays, two totals coming up next on Follow the Money. Pauly Howard, Matt Youmans, the Sports Betting Network.
Is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All right, top horse racing plays. Express Bet handicapper Jeff Siegel. In the first race at Belmont, he likes the 6 at 5-1 odds on the morning line. And then at the 7th race at Keeneland, he likes the 12, Strobe on top, 9-5 odds on the morning line. Bet these races and more at First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up today for the First Bet app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. Plus, get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Go to VSiN.com/horses for details. VSiN.com/horses. Also, get up there for the VSiN Daily email. Chuck Edel is featured.
How about that?
Yeah, in an interview.
I was stunned when I read this Chuck Edel personality profile in the VSiN email.
His first bet was made on the 1969 World Series.
Chuck, were you betting when you were 5 years old, or how old are you, man?
I even have to say, I'm sure I'm going to show my age on this one, but I think I remember the bet in the 1969 World Series. I was still mad at the Mets because the Cubs blew the 10-game lead to the Mets in late August there, and that was my first lesson. Don't bet with your heart.
Yep.
That's a pro tip, Paul.
Yes.
Don't bet with your heart.
Right, Beautiful. Was that the black cat? Cat run on the field?
Yeah, Leo DeRocher and the black cat run. Oh, yeah.
How about this? How about this? Chuck Edel's first visit to Vegas, 1985. Okay, Chuck's a Chicago guy.
Yeah, love Chicago.
The Bears were undefeated.
Oh, no.
Chuck says, I came out the weekend they played the Dolphins on Monday Night Football. It did not go well.
Oh, Chuck.
Barely had money for the taxi cab on the airport.
Oh, don't bet with your heart again, number two, pro tip. All right, let's go. And watch the show tonight with Matt. Big plug coming up here and a thorough breakdown. He is 17-8 and the leader in the Friday betting invitational. And Matt's on 9 to midnight Pacific. And keep it going, Chuck. All right, let's start with college. How about a side first? You laid 4.5 with East Carolina. Is it still good at 5.5?
Yeah, it should still be good at 5.5. This is a good spot, I believe, for East Carolina. They're 30th in the country on with averaging 475 yards a game, 6.7 yards per carry. They've got a solid quarterback. They've got one of the top running backs in the AAC, this Keaton Mitchell. Kid's averaging 7.7 yards per attempt. I mean, he got injured in the Navy game. He missed the next game against South Florida. He played in the loss that they did lose to last week against a solid Tulane team. But he should be 100% ready to go in this game. And their defense has been solid. 41st in the country, only allowing 21.2 points a game. They should get healthy versus this Memphis team. This Memphis team defense is allowing over 410 yards a game. They're 125th against the pass. East Carolina likes to throw the ball. Memphis has had success on the offensive end, but they've gone against some soft defenses. And Memphis 1-6 against the number the last 7 road games. And they're coming off a really tough loss, a loss where they gave up 14 points in the last few minutes to Houston to lose that game. Their defense in the game gave up 463 yards. 2 games ago against North Texas, they got outgained 473-334. North Texas had 3 interceptions. They fumbled once that they lost and lost the game. But they outgained Memphis here. I think East Carolina at home, the better team, takes care of business.
All right, total number 1, LSU, Florida. What do you want to do here? What'd you play?
Well, a Florida team who likes to run the ball. But not only do they like to run the ball, they only average 59 plays a game. That's right, almost the top of the NC2A as far as one of the slowest teams in the country. In 6 games, they've only completed 89 passes. Sounds like the Bears game. They've only completed 89 passes in 6 games. They run the ball well, and that's what they do. But their last game, they only attempted 14 passes. LSU's been good against the run. Only giving up 3.87 yards per carry. However, that figure includes last week when they did get lit up a little bit by Tennessee. They gave up 263 yards on the ground at Tennessee. But a lot of that has to do with the Tennessee passing game. That kind of opened things up for the run, and they were able to do whatever they want. But this is a different scenario here. LSU, they held Auburn to 101 yards on 31 carries. They held Mississippi State to 75 yards on 22 carries. So they'll be tested with the Florida offensive line. But, this Florida in the SEC hasn't run super good. They carried the ball 30 times against Kentucky, got 136. 42 times against Tennessee, they got 141. So I think this LSU could slow down the run game. They don't throw the ball well. And then on offense, LSU is going to be starting their 6th different combo on the offensive line. And they struggled to score, this LSU team. Their last 2 SEC games, they only put up 270 yards versus Auburn. They put up 13 points last week versus Tennessee. So I'm going to go under in this one.
Florida's best offensive lineman doubtful to play in this game, too. So I could hurt the Gators' offense. Chuck, I'm curious. Of your college bets you make on a weekly basis, what do you say? Do you play about 75% totals, 25% sides, or what would it be?
Yeah, I think that's pretty good, Matt. I would say between 75% and 80% totals, and then 20% sides. That's obviously it fluctuates, but that's on a whole that 75% is probably right on the right on the button there.
Pro sports bettor Chuck Edel, our guest at Chuck Edel on Twitter, featured in the VSiN Daily Email today. 17-8, your leader on the Friday show. One more, another total. What a story, James Madison, right? 5-0 straight up in ATS, high scoring, high flying. You think it continues against Georgia Southern?
Yeah, they've been impressive. And for some reason, the NC2A has some kind of rule that the team can't go to a bowl game or the football playoffs for 2 years once they come in there. I don't know.
Dumb rule.
They're going to try to get that. Oh. Yeah, dumb rule, exactly. They're trying to get it changed. I don't know if they will or not, but I would like to, they deserve to be in a bowl game, that's for sure. They played well. I'm going to go over in this game. You know, Georgia Southern, we just talked about Florida only averaging 59 plays a game. How about Georgia Southern? They averaged 79.3 plays a game, one of the fastest teams in the country, which is good for their offense. Their offense has put up 37 points a game, but defensively they've struggled. And, you know, their defense has been on the field a long time. They'll be on the field a long time in this game. They're averaging giving up 30 points a game. And now they're going to have to play without their senior linebacker, Todd Bradley Glenn, who head coach Clay Helton calls the quarterback of their defense. So, and not only is this defense letting everybody score on them, they're missing their play caller out there. And they're coming off of a game where they gave up 41 points to Georgia State, 523 yards. Offensively, Georgia Southern is averaging 6.2 yards per play on the season. They've thrown 284 passes compared to only 192 rushes. James Madison's really good against the rush, so I do expect Georgia Southern to really air it out a lot in this game. Now, James Madison offensively has been very impressive as well. They're averaging 44.2 points a game. They should have a field day on this Georgia Southern defense. James Madison's coming off a game where they put up 596 yards, 42 points versus Arkansas State, and they moved the ball well. They've been scoring on everybody they play, and now they're playing this is probably one of the worst defenses they've played, so they should go off. James Madison's defense has played well, but they should put up a big number, and I think Georgia Southern, they'll get their share of points in this one, the way they the style of offense, but they're going to give up a lot as well, and so I think that number of 60, looks like it's 67 right now, and I like that to go over.
Great job. Keep it going. Hey, we'll talk to you next week.
Don't let him go yet. Hold on. We got 2 minutes left.
But 90 seconds.
What? That's a great breakdown on that. Makes you want to run out and bet the over on the James Madison, Georgia Southern game. It does.
Absolutely.
What'd you get, Chuck? I bet you got a better number. Did you get that over 65?
I did get it over 65. But this game, when a line moves from 3 to 5 or a total moves from 67 to 65, I don't think it's as big as a difference there. I mean, obviously, you always want to get the best number, but I think James Madison, their offense puts up a big number in this game. I'll have to see what happens, but I don't think Georgia Southern will be able to stop him.
Chuck's a professional sports bettor in Vegas. It's amazing he's got as much time as he does to do all that research. He's got a wife that makes him do all the chores around the house.
Chores.
He's got three kids. He's got to change diapers around the clock.
Yeah.
Under over for my last child, how many diapers I changed, man?
Zero.
Oh, you got to push.
Okay. You got to push. Okay, great job, Chuck. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. I'm trying to promote your show, Friday. Come on. Let me steer the ship. Come on.
We'll get that.
We'll promote. How about a 10-0 run, best bet, right? We'll talk about that coming up next. We'll promote the Friday show, and we'll also empty the chamber here with the in pocket. Matt's got a ton of picks in pocket. I do as well. It's going to be a fantastic weekend with the marquee games, college, and a tough slate in college, in the NFL as well. So we're looking forward to that, and plus all the baseball games too with the prop. So there'll be a prop coming up next and all the picks. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, follow the money in pocket coming up straight ahead.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Games are a burial, a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's, unborn children's children on these games!
I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country.
Tough loser yesterday with the Mariners team total over 2.5. Come on, guys. They had 2 runs in the top of the fourth, and then that was it. So they could have a 2-0 series lead. They're down 0-2, and they got to win tomorrow to save the season. Guardians refund, game postponed, or go at it again today. New place. Utah laying 3.5. I'm with you on this one.
Don't lay the hook.
Yeah, well, that's USC was a
3-130. I hate laying. I will not lay 3.5 on a football game. You do that often?
No.
Okay.
That's right. But Utah 3.5 against USC. I just think it's a little bit of smoke and mirrors. Yeah. This turnover margin cannot continue with the turnover luck, and they had no business beating Oregon State. And now they're really stepping up in competition as well.
We're on the same side there.
Colts-Jags under 42. Where are the points coming from in this one? Open 44. 2 weeks ago, this line was 6, by the way. But it was 24-0 in the first meeting. You saw how bad Indy is. It can't protect Ryan. He's turning it over. They can't run the ball. The O-line's in shambles. Good defense, though. And then Lawrence has turned it over 7 times in the last 2 games. Can't believe this total. Bengals laying 1.5 in New Orleans. I like this a lot. All 3 losses have been a game-winning field goal late. So I think Cincinnati's still a good team. And the Saints, you got Olave banged up with a concussion. Check the status of Landry. I don't think Thomas plays. Check his status. But they also, they're going to have a tough decision. Maybe it's not a tough decision. I would stick with Dalton. I think he's better than Winston. But the problem continues, though, with the turnovers with the Saints. No defensive touchdown parlay. Bills, Chiefs, and the Cincinnati-New Orleans game as well. You can put the Sunday night game on there, too, if you want. But that's a little defensive touchdown parlay. And one I gave out earlier in the week, Gundy 5-1 last 6 when both teams are ranked. He's been unbelievable in this spot. +4. TCU taking money, open 2. But I think Oklahoma State will get the outright win in this game against TCU and outscore the Horned Frogs in that one. Okay, what say you? Matt Eumenstein.
How about this record for Paul Howard? 799, 710, and 34 pushes.
Since the inception of the show, since day one.
So you're talking 5.5 years. That's a record over 5.5 years.
Yeah.
Documented over, how about that? You're 1 win away from the 800 milestone.
Yeah, right. What do you want to go, year by year? I get the,
Okay.
Well, we've done it, and we've had different producers, too. But I decided to keep the thing up there the whole time. Take it away.
All right, let's go with Tennessee plus 7. I actually got 7.5 here. Uh-huh. I think there's a chance that number might pop back up on Saturday when we find out that Bryce Young is going to play for Bama. Hendon Hooker is a key for me here. You got an experienced quarterback who can handle the pressure of the game, handle the pressure of the Alabama defense. 41 TD passes, 3 picks in 18 games at Tennessee. Phenomenal numbers. You got a solid run defense. I like the home dog in a big game in the SEC. I'm taking the touchdown with Tennessee. I also like the dog in a big game in the Big Ten. Penn State plus 7.
Concur.
Sean Clifford, the more experienced quarterback. You've got a Penn State offense that can run the ball here. And also a pretty solid Penn State defense. Now, the Wolverines, in the one competent offense they've faced, allowed 27 points against Maryland. I think Penn State's been road tested here against Purdue, against Auburn, and Michigan has not. And Michigan, the Wolverines really struggled on the road a week ago at Indiana. So give me Tennessee plus 7. We're going Michigan, Penn State plus 7 against Michigan. I'm not crazy about this one. After I found out Florida's best offensive lineman is probably going to miss the game, but I think LSU's offense is really out of sorts right now. Brian Kelly is not pushing right buttons with these quarterbacks. I'm hearing that the players hate the guy, and he's lost the locker room.
Whoa!
We'll see if that's the case. I mean, if
it looked like it last week.
Yeah, blowout loss in Baton Rouge to Tennessee. We'll see. I mean, I have to question whether LSU can get it together and beat Florida in the swamp. I'm going to bet on Anthony Richardson, who runs hot and cold. He can beat you with his legs. He can beat you with his arm. But not he doesn't do both consistently.
You took 12.
What's that?
The Indiana game? That's not
right. Yeah. Indiana's plus 11.5.
Took the points, yeah.
Plus 11.5 against Maryland. The Terps off a 2-point home loss to Purdue. I think a little bit of a flat spot here on the road. And you're asking the Terps a couple double digits at Indiana. Tom Allen is one of those guys who always gets his team motivated. I think that's going to be a problem for Maryland in this spot. So the Hoosiers were live, Paul, for much of that game against Michigan. And I think it's going to be the same case here against Maryland. Syracuse, this is just a play on the number here. I like Garrett Schrager. I like Sean Tucker. I don't know if Syracuse is for real, for certain, because the schedule is going to get a lot tougher. But NC State looks like it's going to be without Devin Leary at quarterback, and that's a big deal. That's a quarterback who had 35 TD passes and 5 picks a year ago. If you take him off that offense, the Wolfpack's going to have some problems. I'm surprised this line is so cheap. At Syracuse minus 3. Okay, Purdue, Jeff Brohm, great as an underdog.
Yep.
Not so great as a favorite. He's a fragile favorite here. Nebraska, I'm not saying it's necessarily a big buy sign on the Huskers because they beat Indiana and Rutgers back-to-back. I do think they're playing with a little bit more confidence. And you got Casey Thompson, a quarterback, Anthony Grant, a running back. You can trade scores with Purdue in this game, and I think Nebraska will. These two teams, Paul, like to play close games. Nebraska, Purdue each play a lot of close games. And I think this is going to be a tight one in West Lafayette. Purdue wins by 7. Give me 14 with Nebraska. I made the number 10. Utah minus 3 at minus 130. I'm buying that hook. Utah minus 3 against USC. We talked about that game at length. The Saturday night kickoff in Honolulu. I think the dogs are going to be live in this one. It's 6.5. At a lot of spots right now, I'm buying the half up to 7 because with a bad team, you never know what can go wrong. But Hawaii, I think, showed a lot of life on offense and defense last week. They've gone back to Braden Schrager at quarterback. Dedrick Parsons, really talented running back. The Nevada Wolfpack off a deflating loss at home to Colorado State last week. That's a terrible Colorado State team.
Yes.
Former coach comes back. You lose on a field goal at the gun. Hawaii fell as a 24-point underdog at San Diego State, 16-14. Much better situation here for Hawaii plus 7. You know what? I've got a long list of possible plays in the NFL.
Great record so far in the contest.
Yeah,
you're taking an ugly dog.
Like you said, well, this is a tough week, man.
It really is. Yeah.
You can say that a lot of times about the NFL, but, man, I'm having a hard time making some decisions right now. The ugly dog of the week for me is going to be the Steelers. I think they show up. I got a feeling they really show up here against the Buccaneers. And Paul, Let's face it, this Buccaneers team is nothing special. Almost blew a 21-0 lead at home last week against the Falcons.
Squeaky bum time. I watched the game here. I had him in Survivor.
I think off that embarrassing loss of Buffalo, you're going to see the Steelers show up with their best effort. Plus, Kenny Pickett should be getting a little bit better each week. I like the Packers here. I don't like your London trend. But off a loss in the Matt LaFleur era, Aaron Rodgers is perfect. And I think you're asking a lot of the Jets to go in and hang with the Packers for four quarters. I think that's especially a good teaser play on the Pack. But I'll go ahead and lay the seven. Right now it's circa. The number is still seven. Packers minus seven. Aaron Rodgers' thumb appears to be fine.
Forget the three minus 130. I'll go Utah money line. I'll do that
minus
as well.
Minus 160?
Yep. Okay, two pro tips. Let's go two. Number one, I like what Chuck Edel said. Simple, but good tip. Hold on, let me do this
Don't
first.
Bet with your heart.
In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. Three playoff games, plethora of props. Great job at Bet Rivers. Don't bet with your heart. I mean, you told first comes to town in 85, oh, Bears are playing, undefeated Bears. He doesn't have the cab money, right? And then what happened, he was ticked off in 1969. What happened with the Mets, too? So don't bet with your heart. Pro tip number two, you're going coming up. When you, even though it's breakfast time at Chick-fil-A, you can still order the chicken sandwich. Just gotta, it'll be a 10-minute wait, but they'll make you pull up.
Oh, you gotta wait 10 minutes?
Well,
you didn't tell me that part.
Well, come on, what are you? It's worth the wait.
I love the spicy chicken sandwich.
Yeah,
I don't really, like that breakfast biscuit.
Oh, it's awesome. Shame on
it's
you.
It's okay.
Their breakfast is unbelievable.
I wouldn't say awesome. Awesome's
I cannot believe the first time I had their breakfast, I go, what have I been missing?
I love
it destroys McDonald's. It's unbelievable.
But if I can get the spicy chicken sandwich with the...
Yeah. Put on a podcast. It's 10 minutes. Put on Led Zeppelin, something. Yeah, Pink Floyd.
I'm hungry right now. I don't want to wait.
It's worth the wait. Pro tip. I found that out. Pleasantly surprised the last time I was at Chick-fil-A for breakfast.
Hey, Friday Football Invitational tonight. I got Brent Musburger, Bruce Marshall, Mark Lawrence, Mike Palm, and Chris the Bear Felica on the show tonight.
You and Mike Palm combined 10-0 best bets
That's
on the show.
Let's keep it going, Mike.
Yes. Great information, great show as well, and they'll be ready to go after the Dodger-Padre game as well. Have a good weekend. We're back Monday. Go get them. Michael Lombardi on the show. Recap everything and look at the baseball playoffs, Monday Night Football. Staley against Hackett. What could go wrong?
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.